An 18-year-old man who was missing for more than a month has been found dead in Metro Vancouver. On November 29, family members shared that Joseph Maku was found dead in Delta. Brenda Maku, his sister, shared the devastating news and said it's believed that he died on October 22, the same day he was reported missing. Countless days and nights were spent in the cold, in the rain, in different cities and parks trying to find him, and so many people have continued to let me know how loved and cared for Joseph was, writes Brenda. Surrey RCMP appealed to the public on October 25, asking for help finding Maku. It was believed he was last seen in Surrey on October 22. On November 8, Surrey Mounties appealed to the public again. When he was first reported missing, his family was in shock. Now, we are absolutely devastated with the news, and have to shift our focus while also mourning this loss in our family, says Brenda. The BC Coroner's Service confirmed to Glacier Media it is investigating the death. Due to it being an open investigation, no further details can be shared at this time. On December 2, Surrey Police Service said Maku's death is not considered suspicious. Surrey Police Service and the RCMP offer condolences to the family and friends of Joseph Maku, says Sergeant Lindsay Houghton. Brenda said the cause of death is still not known. The investigation is still ongoing, and it will be long before we know how my brother passed away. Until then, we will remain shocked that my brother is no longer here to shine a light on us all, she writes. The family thanks everyone who took the time to search for Maku and is asking for privacy at this time. Family and friends gathered at North Delta Secondary School on December 1 for a candlelight vigil, and a funeral is currently being arranged. A fundraiser on GoFundMe has raised more than $46,000, which will go towards funeral and burial expenses.